Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Today's reading is taken from Exodus chapter 18. The next day, Moses sat down to judge the people, and the people stood around Moses from morning till evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he said, "What is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone, and all the people around you, from morning till evening?" And Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, they come to me, and I decide between one person and another, and I make them know the statutes of God and his laws." Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What you're doing is not good. You and the people with you will certainly wear yourselves out, for the thing is too heavy for you. You're not able to do it alone. Now obey my voice, and I will give you advice, and God will be with you. You shall represent the people before God and bring their cases to God, and you shall warn them about the statutes and the laws, and make them know the way which they must walk and what they must do. Moreover, look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe, and place such men over the people as chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. And let them judge the people at all times. Every great matter they shall bring to you, but any small matter they shall decide themselves. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. If you do this, God will direct you, and you will be able to endure, and all this people will also go from their place in peace." The last 2 days, we have seen the Lord's provision for his people physically, through providing of food, of manna in the wilderness, and also from water, from a rock. Over the next 3 days, we shall see God's provision through the way of life he calls them into, through the giving of the law. Today we see Moses sitting alone from morning until evening, where he settles endless disputes between the Israelites, through making known to them the statutes of God and his law. And he's approached by his father-in-law, who says to him, "You and the people with you will certainly wear yourselves out, for the thing is too heavy for you. You're not able to do it alone." So Moses then equips others in this role to make known the statutes of God and his law. As part of our reflection this morning, I invite you to reflect on the beginning of Ephesians chapter 4, where Paul says, "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Just as the people of Israel were being called by the Lord into a way of life and given his commandments, may we, whatever roles and responsibilities we have, respond in a manner worthy to the calling we have received. May we know and live that life-giving calling in our obedience to Christ, in all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.